Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Podworld, a podcast about the podcasts that you should listen to next. I'm Louise Blaine.
And I'm David Marr Roberts. It's really good to be back and welcome to you podcast fans.
Yet again, DMR. I'm going to call you DMR for the rest of this, but I'll give a summary of the show if you haven't listened to episode 1. So in Podworld, every episode we go through a specific genre of podcasts and we pick a few very different big podcasts to recommend. We do a sort of big section on each of those. We interview a podcast creator from the genre that we're talking about. And then we wrap up with some extra recommendations, just in case you didn't have enough, and some listener recommendations and just some general podcast news.
And today we're delving really deep into one of the richest genres of all, which is history podcasts.
So let's get started. Well, onwards or backwards if we're going history, but yeah, let's do it.
So lots of people think of history as a school subject, and for many that's not necessarily a good thing. I know I hated history. But the thing to remember is that history is basically stories that just happened in the past. And the other thing is everything has a history. So everything you might be passionate about or everything you like has some kind of history. Like food has a history. For me, football has a history. And for you, true crime has a history.
Yes, it does.
What do you think about it? When I say history, what does that make you feel?
I think it does get an unfair rap, really, because history is everything. I mean, technically, yesterday was history. And if you didn't know how I got to a place, how I got there was history. And it's for me, and I think this has gradually happened as I've got older, I've discovered that anything that I'm interested in, I probably want to know the past of. You know, I want to know how it got there, why it got there, down to like the really weird stuff. Like I became weirdly obsessed with, you know, the drinks machines in Five Guys that dispense like loads of different mixes of Coke.
Of course, yes.
So I became really obsessed because I was like, how do they do this? This is amazing. And it turns out I went onto Wikipedia and various things on Reddit, and it turned out it had like a history in medical dispensing. And I mean, I only started that because I had a drink of Coke, right? So that's the kind of thing that I'd actually really like a podcast to tell me about, DMR.
Hang on, let me check on the list of today's podcasts. No, it's not on the list.
So that's not what this episode is about. We don't have any history of these drinks machines, but we do have histories of countries. We have histories of periods. We have histories of everything, you know, alternative history, revisionist history, scandal. We've got lore. We've got urban legend history. It's all there. And there's also, and really importantly, which is the history of marginalized groups. We've got whole cultures, lots of voices that have never been heard that podcasts can really bring to us, which I think is really important.
Yeah, but all of that richness, what that's made, is really, really hard.
Yes.
To pick 3 or 4 to recommend in the top part of the show. But that's our mission here. So, you know, we are not going to duck that. And here are the 4 history podcasts that you should be listening to.
So first off, just like last week, I am going to start off with the BBC podcast. I'd like to know that other podcasts are available, which is what I would say if I was on the BBC. But we'll start off with You're Dead to Me, which is a Radio 4 podcast by Greg Jenner. Have you listened to any episodes of this, DMR, before I start?
I absolutely have, and it's one of my favourites.
Hello and welcome to You're Dead to Me, the history podcast for everyone. For people who don't like history, people who do like history, and people who forgot to learn any at school.
Presented by Greg Jenner, who is, he's a comedian and an author and a researcher and a historian. He's one of these very talented people that does multiple podcasts, and he also does Horrible Histories, which I loved reading the books of growing up. And it turns out that's kind of a really nice evolution of kind of what this has become. And he says that You're Dead to Me, which is also on Radio 4 sometimes, so it's officially a Radio 4 podcast, that it's for people who forgot to learn history at school. And it includes learning and lols. So, which is a really good way. And yes, they do say lols on Radio 4. Who knew? But there's just so many topics. I think the first one I listened to, and it's actually a really good way to sort of to get involved with it, was a witchcraft episode. And they dived into the history of witchcraft and witch hunting. And they had loads of really interesting things to say, because what Greg does is he gets a historian on the topic, so someone really smart that knows all the things, and also a comedian to kind of bring in those lols to go with the learning. So it sometimes it just brings a sort of extra levity that even if they didn't have the comedian, it would still be funny. But listening to the chocolate episode that I listened to quite recently, which had Richard Osman on it, as well as a chocolate historian who was talking about how, you know, the only cocoa tree that was ever grown in the UK was made into one bar of chocolate, which was then sent to the Queen. So the Queen is the only person who's had British chocolate. And it makes me feel, and I think you might feel like this too, that you are going to remember lots of answers for future pub quizzes, but actually, in all seriousness, you're never going to remember.
You're not, but at the same time, I really feel like this is how to learn about history, because that combination of the way it's delivered, the subjects they choose, and the comedian, or the additional sort of comedic element to it, it makes you really feel like you're learning something, but you're having a right laugh at the same time. I absolutely love this. My kids grew up on Horrible History, so I was watching that as a parent, and I find this is more like Horrible Histories but for adults a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like the one show, which is Blue Peter for adults, but yeah. This is History for adults. Yeah. Like, I was learning about how there are space archaeologists. I didn't know there were space archaeologists. That sounded like something I'd play in a video game. But yes, I learned all about space archaeology at the same time as learning about pyramids, which are two wonderful things.
So that's the first one. You're Dead to Me, BBC Radio 4, a classic in the history genre. I think for the second one, we go to somewhere quite different. This is a podcast called The Memory Palace. This was introduced to me through This American Life, which is my all-time favorite podcast. I think that's how I got into podcasting, was thanks to This American Life, which I absolutely adore. And they played one episode of their in one of their shows. And it's a 10 to 15 minute podcast that's written, produced, narrated by Nate DiMeo, who's got an amazingly calm way of delivering a story on top of beautifully chosen music.
The old woman, kneeling at the altar in the flickering candlelight, lost in prayer, didn't hear the bear pad into the Church of St. Thomas. And so her death, which came as the grizzly's teeth sank into her throat, while horrible, was sudden and swift, and therefore relatively merciful, as these things go.
Basically, he chooses a specific moment in history. It could be something like the Vietnam draft, or it could be a historic place like a specific room in the Met Museum, or even a moment that triggers a story, triggers a thought. So it's not like history facts. It's really using a moment to tell a short story, and it triggers that story. And he's covered things like the nuclear bomb tests, or locusts, or balloons that heal. Just things that don't even seem connected. And the only connection is actually Nate himself, because he's found it interesting. Memory Palace is just a wonderful collection, I think, of short stories.
I listened to a couple. That one that was 8 minutes long. And I learned about the man who invented he wanted to make a nickel candy bar, and he couldn't work out how to make it that cheap. And then he eventually worked it out, because he grew corn on his farm, and then the price got low because he was switching that out for sugar, and he invented the Baby Ruth. And they were talking about where the name came from and all of these things. And suddenly you realise, again, you've done that mental thing of looking at a thing and not even thinking about its history until you listen to Nate tell you about the history. And suddenly, because it's human, it feels more alive. And I think that's what I've found while researching for this. I think we've both branched out a lot in what we're listening to, and suddenly you're getting all these facts, and you literally want to stand with people. You just want to stand in front of people and shake them and go, do you know all these facts? Listen to all these facts. These are all things you should know. And I think he's really good at delivering that in a lovely, here you go, you're having this information put in your head, and you can probably fit five of these in an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is, you don't really have to start anywhere specific if you want to delve into the Memory Palace. It's not like, you know, the history of Rome, where it might be a better idea to start at the beginning and go all the way through in a chronological order. With Nate's podcast, you can pretty much start anywhere. But actually, as a piece of advice, he chooses at the end of every year his favorite episode. And it's not necessarily the best one from a popularity point of view. It's just the one that talks to him the most, that he has a strong connection with. And because this is basically, he is the connection, he is the creator, I would always just go with his favorite episode if you just want to get a flavor.
Well, there's also a thing on, I went on his website and you can literally, they're all there and you can press a button to randomize it.
That's
because
perfect.
It's obviously, because he's like, you basically don't have to start anywhere. You can start wherever you want. So just play a random episode. So do that on Spotify or wherever you listen. Just randomize it, because you don't get to do that very often with podcasts. You'll end up in the completely wrong place most of the time.
So on to number three.
So up next is Making Gay History.
Tape one, side one. Interview with Wendell Sayers, Saturday, January 14th, 1989.
Interview with Gene Manford and Morty Manford on Saturday, May 13th, 1989.
Interview with Chuck Rowland, Tuesday, August 22nd, 1989.
Interviewer is Eric Marcus. Location is the home of Dr. Hooker in Los Angeles, California.
There are loads of gay and queer history podcasts out there, lots of them. There's Always Here, there's this one. I mean, you look, you know, you search and there's dozens of them, but the history stories that are in Making Gay History, I found really stood out to me because the chap that runs it, he's called Eric Marcus, and he actually has written a book called Making Gay History, and there's been multiple iterations of this book. And for this, at least at the start of the podcast, he was actually using his archival interviews with pivotal people in LGBTQ plus history who were really important and who had never had their stories told. The official description of it is bringing the voice of LGBTQ history to life through intimate conversations with champions, heroes, and witnesses to history. Because truthfully, people have stories that we've never heard before that we really should hear. And I often think, you know, as a gay woman, I don't know enough of history of what people have had to go through, people have had to endure, you know, so that I can happily say on a podcast that I'm gay and not have anyone, you know, deride me or want to stone me or any of those things. You know, these are modern sort of privileges that I feel I have because of people of history. And, you know, just listening, I think it was the second episode, he has an interview with Dear Abby. Now, Dear Abby, if you haven't heard of Dear Abby, was someone that people would write in, sort of agony aunt in America. But she was writing in 1954 to people who were mailing in and saying, I'm gay, I want to change, I don't want to be like this, I want to be married and have children. And she was one of the first people that would say, just to yourself, be true. You know, she was very supportive. She's saying, you can't change yourself and it won't just hurt you, it will hurt the people around you. So don't do those things. And that was a story that I didn't know, that she was, you know, she was massively derided. People were, you know, writing into the papers that she was in saying that was terrible. But, you know, Eric has this interview with her. And when she was, I think it was, I can't remember what year it was, because sadly she died at 94, but he got this interview with her. And it's just amazing to sort of peer into these lives of people that you didn't realize were allies. And I was listening to another one of the episodes, which was about a woman who, I think it was 1947, she was writing a zine for gay women and she called them gay gals. She talked about the gay gals and she didn't know any gay gals. So she just decided to create this magazine. And what she would do was she would, if she'd seen any films and there was even a moment where maybe the two women on screen could have been gay, she would write about it. So she would kind of write fan fiction and all of these things. And, you know, these are people that we know nothing about. And I think Eric said in one of the episodes, he was like, you know, her house isn't there anymore, and she passed and no one knew her history and how she would sing songs and do all these things. But this podcast has interviews with her and has her singing and playing guitar on a porch. And suddenly you realize that podcasts can tell us these stories from other people, but they can also tell us stories right from these people who haven't been given a microphone. The episodes are relatively short. Some of them are only 13 or 14 minutes. But for those 13 or 14 minutes, you find out about people who are so important and have made such massive waves, but we just don't know who they are.
We've only had a small glimpse into gay history through sort of mainstream media, right? So, and you know, whether it's the Harvey Milk story,
yeah,
or the Alan Turing story, you know, and those are fascinating because actually you can look into somebody's life who has had to go through all of the issues that you would have to go through if you were gay at that time. And there are so many other people who had to be quiet or were felt like they had to be quiet. So to be able to go into and hear them, especially with the recordings that Eric did, must be such a fascinating way to go into and experience a little bit the lives of people back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, all of these eras where it was so hard to be openly gay.
And the stories even of really brave people that weren't, you know, they talked and they weren't ashamed. And it's even those people we haven't heard of and about. And now, you know, you can. So it was a real surprise for me. And it's something that I'm really trying to do, is really learn my LGBTQ plus stuff, because I feel like it's something that is out there if you just look, and there's people doing amazing work. So I'm going to continue hunting for more, actually. And if you want to recommend some that I should absolutely listen to, please let me know on Twitter at @shiny_demon. Let us know on the podcast, that's @podpodworld. Do let us know, because it's such a pivotal and important thing. And also, I think in future episodes, you know, we won't just talk about history as a genre, we'll talk about, you know, the history of music, the history of sport, the gay history. We'll talk about all kinds of things. So it means that we can really dive in even deeper, because as we've discovered in this, you know, history is kind of a lot.
Yeah, it's almost everything. It's almost not quite all podcasts, but many, many, many podcasts. So this final recommendation is actually one of our researchers' favorites. Our researcher is called Ella, and she is 21, and her favorite podcast, it's called Flex's Semi-Factual History Lessons. It's actually only available on Spotify, so I think all the other ones we just talked about are available everywhere, but this one is a Spotify original. But it really is the perfect podcast, I think, for people who just want that light bit of history. So the start point of the discussion is an event or a specific subject and theme. And it's not full of facts, let's be honest, but it's the start point for a discussion. And actually, the structure of the podcast is really interesting, because when you press play, there's no intro music. You go straight into a full-on discussion of the theme, usually with the guest there. And then it brings you back to the beginning. And Lex Mammy, whose real name is Lillian Ahenkin, she structures the podcast in such a way so that she talks herself about the event or about the subject in the first half, and, you know, brings in this sort of mix of humor and intrigue and insight. And then in the second part, she'll have a guest, you know, and she'll have somebody like a rap artist that comes along and talks about the subject specifically.
Having that bit at the start where she puts you directly into a character's shoes, into a real person's shoes, and sort of says, you are this, you are that, and really places you in this moment. Which interestingly, in the witchcraft one, she places you in, it's a woman in the 1960s in Australia who was sort of deemed to be a witch and really hounded because that was not, you know, acceptable. But I listened to one that was really interesting, which was about masturbation. And it was how Kellogg of Kellogg's Cornflakes was running this sort of sanatorium. And she was basically saying, you are sitting at your desk, you know, you're grumpy because, you know, loads of people keep coming in with this affliction. And then she finally reveals that the affliction is that people actually are just quite happily masturbating, and he doesn't like this. And therefore, you know, invents cornflakes, which he says is, you know, fully nutritional and delicious. And if you just have a well-rounded diet, you're not going to want to play with yourself, which is a complete lie. But also she deals with it in a really funny way and then brings in really interesting guests. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. And it's that, it is that tone that remains light, but actually the subjects are deep. And I love that combination.
Yeah, they have a lot of really interesting things to say, especially feminism. Those activists that she has talking as well, she's really interesting.
She structured the podcast this way, I think, because she was actually quite bored of other history podcasts. I think you picked out a quote from her in an interview.
Yeah, she said that she wasn't going to invest all this time and energy into creating a platform that mimics every other history podcast. And she said it needed to be different, and it needed to be something that I would actually listen to. I don't want to hear about Ted Bundy for the fourth time. And she's not wrong. Nobody wants to hear about Ted Bundy for the fourth time. And so many, you know, crime podcasts do and history ones do. So she found these really fascinating stories, you know, and I think that was an interview with a site called Mamma Mia.
And I guess if you wanted to start and you hadn't heard of this podcast, you're intrigued, well, it feels like you can start pretty much anywhere. You know, there is aliens and colonization, drugs and the law, personality and bodily fluids, reform and cannibalism, you know, witchcraft and feminism, which we talked about. So you can literally pick and choose the title that sounds like the most intriguing to you.
So every episode, we have a chat with a podcast host or producer from our featured genre. And in today's show, DMR caught up with Ellie Cawthorn, the podcast editor and host of the rather popular History Extra podcast.
Hello and welcome to the History Extra podcast from BBC History Magazine, Britain's best-selling history magazine.
So I am delighted to welcome the host of History Extra podcast to Podworld. Welcome, Ellie Cawthorn.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So, Ellie, tell us a little bit about History Extra. How did it come about? And also, what's the show made up of? What's its structure?
So essentially, it's an interview show. So it's about all aspects of history. So World War II, ancient world, Victorians, basically anything you can think of is within our remit. But the podcast actually was established way before I worked on the team, back in 2007. So it's been running like more than 13 years now. It was one of the first ones to kind of really jump on the podcast bandwagon. And it's essentially made by the team behind BBC History Magazine. So I work on that as well. And what we do is we find historians or authors or perhaps people making, you know, TV shows about history, and we interview them about all different types of things. And that's kind of where it came about from. So quite often it's sparked off by, say, an author has a new book, or there might have been an exciting archaeological discovery, perhaps, or new TV series. So, for example, we did one on Bridgerton recently, the real history behind that. Or perhaps stories that kind of feed into current affairs, but from a historical perspective. So I did one recently on the relationship between Britain and Europe, but through history, and how that could, for example, inform the ways that we view Brexit. So it's incredibly varied. We've started some new things as well recently. So we've started something called the Everything You Wanted to Know series, which is where listeners can send in their own questions about a big historical topic, and we put them to essentially world-leading experts. And we've actually just started as well little narrative series, which are kind of more investigative, more storytelling, what people might expect from kind of short form podcast series a bit more. So we have a huge range of different stuff, which hopefully, you know, we can talk about a bit more.
What I found, and I've actually listened to the podcast for quite some time, because I used to work at Immediate, actually, the publisher behind BBC History Magazine. So I was really intrigued in how podcasts were developing then. And so, yes, I've listened to it in the past and listened to it recently. And I do like the way it's evolved, so that you are looking at contextualizing everyday events or current affairs, and then bringing history stories, you know, stories from history back in, or looking at them through that lens, and also doing these sort of mini series. So I really think you're making history relevant to you know, to what people might be interested in today, and bringing in hopefully more people into you know, into the show, but also into looking at history.
Yeah, completely. And I think a lot of it is informed by the growth of our website. So we were traditionally, you know, a print magazine back in the day, but now we have so many different arms, and you find that online people want something different from history content than they do in a straightforward print magazine. And I think the podcast is quite informed by that as well. So a lot of the interest online and that we see in the podcast is what we would call in kind of nerdy web speak, second screener. So people who have watched The Crown, or they've watched Vikings or The Last Kingdom, and they want to know more about the real stories. So, yeah, I think there is a definite kind of response to what people are wanting online, rather than throwing some stuff out and seeing what happens.
Yeah, no, I think that's, you know, I was going to ask you about how you're growing the audience, because I do know it's one of the most popular history shows out there. So how the audience is growing. So it's interesting that you're getting those second screeners, you know, people who have watched something with a historic element, a historic storyline, and actually it piques their interest and they want to know more. And I love that. I think we, in looking and researching for this episode on history, the amount of content that's out there in terms of the, you know, because history is full of stories and podcasting is storytelling. So I can see how those two things connect.
I think there's been a huge boom in even if you look at other history podcasts around, the amount of them and the amount of historians now that have their own podcasts has grown hugely. And it's like you say, I think it's just a subject that really suits the format of podcasting. Like you say, it's storytelling. Like I always used to find it frustrating when people would say, I don't like history, I'm not into history, because I would always say, history is everything ever. So anything that you're interested in, you can find it in history. And I think that is part of the secret to kind of our success with the podcast, that we've got such a broad remit that there is something for everyone. So you might not be interested in ancient Sparta, but you might be really interested in the Second World War or kind of the second wave feminism, for example, and you can kind of cherry pick the stuff that really kind of sparks your interest.
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking of very specific things like that, have you got some favorite episodes that you would like to sort of talk about and pick out for us?
Yeah, I was trying to think about this actually beforehand, and we've done so many now that it's hard to pick, but just recent ones. I think there's two answers I'd give to that, which is, on the one hand, it's really cool to interview someone that you've always admired. So for me, podcasting, I always loved the books of Kate Summerscale, who's like a non-fiction author. Mm-hmm. She writes books about kind of historical incidents that are to do with cultural history, and that's really my passion. So I interviewed her earlier this year about her book called The Haunting of Alma Fielding, which was about this case in the 1930s where a woman who lived in the suburbs of London thought that she was being haunted by a poltergeist. Mm-hmm. But it kind of draws out a lot of strands to do with how in that era of British history, there was this big obsession with the supernatural and the paranormal, and why that might have been, and was it a sense of anxiety in the population, you know, with an oncoming war and everything like that? So I think speaking to people that you've always admired is really good. But the other kind of side of that coin is that quite often I will do interviews about stuff which I really don't have, this might maybe sound very unprepared, but that I don't know a huge amount about in advance, and I might just come to a book or a topic quite fresh. And quite often those are really surprisingly interesting. So I did an interview earlier this year. It was an Everything You Wanted to Know podcast. So it was listener questions about the American Civil War, which I had very a base level knowledge about, but it wasn't really my natural area that I'd be reading about or watching shows about or whatever, with a guy called Adam Smith, who's a historian. And it was absolutely fascinating because I didn't realise I was going to be so interested in it. And I think that that's kind of what I would also say is one of the joys of it.
I totally agree with you. I think discovering something that you might have just about heard about, but the depths, once you, again, go into the people, the characters and the stories at the time, and you can get absolutely, deeply engaged with. It's such a great way to go through. And as you said, a lot of people go, I'm not into history, because they're thinking of school, you know, they're thinking of GCSE history was the last thing they did. But actually, you know, we last episode, we did TV and film podcasts, and there's quite a few historic podcasts in that category, you know, that look at Hollywood, for example, through the ages and the yeah. mysteries of, that. So I think you're absolutely right to say that in every genre you might be into or anything you're into, there's a history to it. It could be, you know, even to make something a little bit more relevant to right now after the sort of Trump administration, there's the whole thing about conspiracy theories and where they came from. And that classifies as history. So there's so many different ways of getting into history that's not the academic GCSE stuff that we might remember or not remember from our past. I was wondering actually if beyond your own your own fantastic podcast, I must say, a very popular podcast, whether you have other recommendations or other shows that you really enjoy in this genre.
Yeah, completely. So I would say one that I really enjoyed in recent years was there was a BBC podcast called Tunnel 29. I don't know if you've heard of that, which was about a guy who lived in East Germany, in East Berlin. And he broke out, he tunneled under the Berlin Wall.
Wow.
And but that's the start of the story, really, because what then happened was he decided to tunnel back in to East Germany to essentially help other people escape. But it's this whole crazy story where they made an American TV documentary about it. So they were filming this as it happened. And obviously it was very high stakes. But I would say I really enjoyed that because it's quite different to what we do in that it was very narrative. It was very kind of structurally formatted. So it was about this these events in a set timeline. And it really kind of gave you a sense of the time and the space. So it was quite claustrophobic. And I was really impressed with what they did with that. I think it was written by Helena Merriman, who's kind of written a lot of historical stuff like that. Again, like 10 Minutes to the Moon, which was by the BBC, was a similar kind of thing. Again, quite different to what we do about the space race and space missions. And then I think in terms of just what I listen to also in my daily life, I quite like to listen to stuff that's really different from our podcast. I guess partly because it then doesn't, you know, feel like I'm taking my work home with me. But yeah. I mean, it's my kind of comfort viewing equivalent of podcasts that I've listened to, I've realized now for I think 12 years, is a podcast called Stuff You Should Know. It's you know, a big, huge one from America. But I quite like, they're incredibly informal and they don't always do history, but I do enjoy their history episodes because quite often it's things that we probably wouldn't cover, would be outside our wheelhouse. So like there was one about a history of buffets recently and there was one about the history of Cabbage Patch Kids. And I know that sounds crazy, but turns out have a fascinating history. But again, it's quite sideways topics or things you might not expect quite often, which I really enjoy. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend to our listeners particularly, but for podcasters generally, You're Wrong About, I've really been enjoying that recently, which is, again, very American, very different in tone to ours, very informal, but they kind of do deep dives into cultural history moments. So they did a series about Princess Diana recently that tells you the side of the story that you might not have heard. So yeah, those are a couple of recommendations from me.
Yeah, I love that last one that you recommended, actually, because I've, in researching the history genre, I really went into the Princess Diana miniseries that they did. And you're right, in terms of tone, it's you have to get used to the more American approach. But actually, once you're into it and you sort of attune yourself, it's really well put together.
Yeah, the research behind it is brilliant and they're very thorough and got great insights to bring. It's just completely tonally different to us, which is I think quite interesting and refreshing to listen to if you make podcasts.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the things I know my co-host Lou and I always say is one of the things we love about podcasts and listen to podcasts is the different voices, is the different tones, the different approaches. And it's something that makes it so rich, you know, that's why there's so many out there for you to choose from. That's why we have this show, is to try and help people to recommend, you know, to decide what they might want to listen to next. So one of the questions that I had, which is probably more relevant of the current time now, is have you seen an increase in downloads and audience through the last 10 months because of the pandemic and people being at home?
Hugely. Absolutely hugely. 2020 was basically our blockbuster best year by a mile. So in the top line figures, I have looked these up in advance. And I can do, so in 2019, our total listens for the whole year were about 18.5 million. And 2020, that was 33 million.
Wow.
So, I mean, partly we have to say that we have produce way more podcasts. So we've gone daily, which is partly kind of a response to the pandemic and that just a lot of people have had a lot more time on their hands. I know some people have had less time on their hands, but so it's partly to do with that. And I think that just a lot of people are at home with time to spend listening to stuff. So for us, it's been a kind of blessing in disguise. One of the silver linings of this terrible year, basically, has been that we have seen massive growth. And I don't know whether that's something that's repeated across the industry. Other people that you've spoken to, I don't know whether they've found similar things.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been a big increase in the number of new podcasts released and created. So I think more people are creating stuff. And yeah, definitely across the board, people are seeing an increase in downloads, without a shadow of a doubt. And generally things that, you know, home entertainment has increased. So even though podcasting was often seen as the friend of the commuter, you know, people going to work, well, actually the fact that a lot of people are not going to work has not affected the downloads. It's been the opposite. We seem to have more time. So the people are playing more games. People are listening to more podcasts. They're watching more Netflix. You know, there's all of that sort of home entertainment has increased massively.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what will happen over the next year. And I think we're just kind of keeping an open mind about that, because it's so unprecedented what's happened that we kind of don't know where it's going to go from here. Hopefully we'll stay at that level, but who knows?
So I was interested, now that your audience has grown so dramatically, have you got some kind of like community element to the podcast, and indeed to, you know, obviously BBC History itself? And how has that, you know, this increase in audience, how has that sort of evolved, and have you seen any changes in the community?
Well, it's definitely something that we are kind of actually looking to engage with more at the moment, because we do have really loyal listeners. Like, we get messages from people who've listened since 2007, which is amazing.
That's great.
So, people are definitely super keen. And obviously, the Everything You Wanted to Know series that we started was kind of a response to that, that people would message us saying, oh, we'd love for you to cover this topic. This would be amazing. Have you ever thought about covering this? And so with Everything You Want to Know, the way it works essentially is that we do a shout out on our Twitter and our Instagram and our Facebook, which we're all at History Extra, and say, basically, we're going to talk to Professor Paul Edmondson about Shakespeare. Send us any of your questions. And then we put them with people's names and everything so that they feel they get some recognition in the podcast, and it's proved hugely popular. So there's obviously an appetite for that. And then much more recently, and this is kind of just a new thing that we've started, partly in response to seeing how that went down, is that we've started a podcast newsletter as well. So what I'm doing is every 2 weeks, I kind of pick one of the podcasts, recent podcasts that is maybe particularly topical or interesting. So this time I picked a podcast about Sutton Hoo, because there's a big new Netflix film called The Dig, which is all about that. So we picked that as a headline, and then we say, well, if you enjoyed this podcast, why not try these other articles, these podcasts from our back catalogue? So it's the idea of giving people a bit more than just the straightforward podcast, kind of directing them where to go from there.
One question I do want to ask you is, if one of our listeners has never listened to your podcast before, do they need to start somewhere very specific, or can they just like dip in to any part of your hundreds of episodes backlog and just choose something?
I would definitely say just dip in, because most of our episodes are standalone, apart from our kind of mini series, then essentially, you can just look through and see what takes your fancy and find one that appeals to you. So definitely, yeah, just jump in wherever, I'd say.
Jump in wherever. Cool. And then before we leave you to produce multiple podcasts for everybody's enjoyment, what's the best way for people to stay in touch, know what's going on with History Extra?
Well, I'd say two things. Firstly, there's our website, historyextra.com. So you can get in touch there. It has contact details and stuff, but also it's just a huge archive of podcasts, but also just general articles, everything to do with history you could essentially ever want. So that's historyextra.com. And then also, if you want to kind of keep on top of the latest stuff that's happening, then I just recommend following us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So we're on all of those as at History Extra.
Brilliant.
So you can find us there.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. It was great to catch up with you and chat through what has been an amazing success story over the last 13 years, did you say?
Yeah.
And best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
So in this final little section of the show, post-interview, last week we kind of called it our sort of weird and wonderful extras, but I think it just needs to be called extras, DMR, which is basically all the things that we found on the way to our big podcasts, which we don't want to really leave out. And we've got a few listener recommendations to sprinkle over the top, like a delicious oral cake if you've run out of everything.
My mouth is watering.
Your ears are watering.
No, you just said cake and I suddenly thought, cake.
Podcast cake.
I think we've said this already today, that this genre, this category is almost everything in podcasts. You know, storytelling is everything. And so we did come across quite a few other podcasts, and even these extras will not do the category justice, because there's so many more out there. And do send in your recommendations or the shows you think we missed. We would love to hear from you. The ones that I came across that I really thought were worth a mention, there's a few. There's Cabinet of Curiosities, which is also from the maker of Lore. And I think the difference here is it's really bite-sized short stories that are quite frankly unbelievable, actually. You're going, this is not real. So that in itself, if you're looking for something that's quite short, you know, literally 8-10 minutes, again, a bit like the Memory Palace in size, then that is a really good place to start. There was also Our Fake History, which really intrigued me. I listened to a few episodes of that. And what I loved about that is it completely mixed up myths that we think are history with history that actually are really myths. And I think in an era of fake news, I actually thought that was quite a fantastic podcast to listen to.
Dear Mark, would you say it was hit or myth?
Very good.
Wasn't even in the notes. It's probably going to edit it out. You're probably not going to hear this, but if you do, I'm so sorry.
Podcasting is the world of puns, let's be honest. So we need to have more of those. But my favorite, actually, of the podcasts that I came across when I was researching them is a show called Gastropod. The name itself, we talked about puns, it's perfect. It's with Cynthia Graber and Nicola Twilley. And it's a podcast that mixes food, history, and science. And I'll just explain a little bit. So I listened to a few episodes, but there was one about garlic. And did you know? This is what I love about the history podcast, is it's full of did you knows.
So many
that you'll
facts.
Then use, that you'll tell your friends down the pub when we can go down the pub.
Yes.
But before the advent of penicillin, people used garlic to clean wounds because garlic was proven in a petri dish to kill the bacteria around the garlic. So it was actually not as good as penicillin, clearly, but it did work fairly well in killing certain types of bacteria. And that I didn't know. And there's a whole episode on garlic about why people use it. And actually, naturally, garlic has some elements of sulfur in it, which means we shouldn't actually like it, but we do. And we put it in loads and loads of our food. And then there's one about potatoes, which is, you know, sounds boring, but potatoes has so much history, you know, whether it's the potato famine in Ireland, or is it Sir Francis? Is it Drake that brought it back from?
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned that from Blackadder.
Thank you very much. And then, or Freedom Fries, you know, etc. And then the other one that I loved was the episode about stock cubes and the whole umaminess about that stock cubes bring to dishes, and how stock cubes started actually as a health food because people couldn't afford meat. So they found a way to reduce meat into the size of a little stock cube so that people could afford it and hopefully get the same nutrients that they would get out of meat. It turns out that wasn't true. They weren't getting the same nutrients. So it turned into actually a condiment and a way to sort of add flavor to dishes. But it all started as something that was supposed to be a health additive.
I love that. I love that you were also listening to a podcast about stock cubes. And I love that we're now talking about a podcast about stock cubes. That's amazing. But I think that again supports it's not what the history is, because people might be like, oh, I don't want to see that. But it's how it's told and what that story is and what the human story of all these are. And that's why they're so fascinating.
Absolutely.
I think going in a sort of different direction, a lot of people, when they think about history, they think about long history lessons full of facts. And Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, if you were looking for a long podcast full of facts, Dan Carlin's brain is a very interesting place to be. His podcast, some of his episodes are 3.5 hours, but they are unbelievable. I mean, if you're looking for Roman history, all of his history, you should absolutely check out Dan Carlin. It's not, I haven't listened to massive amounts of it. I know a lot of people that really love it. So I think it's important to flag, to wave Dan Carlin's amazingly intricate, non-scripted flag, which I think is very important to say. He's unbelievable. But you do know that I am a big fan of true crime. And
yes,
so many true crime podcasts. There's so many cold case podcasts. So those are historical crimes that modern investigators and police are still looking into. So some things like Someone Knows Something is a really incredible podcast. It's from CBC Podcasts. It's great. But another sort of crime podcast that I really like, which is very history-based, is called Criminal. And basically, it's presented by a woman called Phoebe Judge. And Phoebe Judge has the best voice on earth. So when she lulls you into her podcast, she then takes you back into history. And I've learned all about, she interviewed the chap who was over 100 and who ran the Nuremberg trials and was the first person to go into concentration camps. Or she'll interview the person who was told that he had to dive in the La Brea tar pits to get evidence. So she speaks to the most incredible people about history and about their place in it. You know, she spoke to the bank robber one of the survivors of the term Stockholm syndrome came from. So she sort of dives into the last 120 years of history and speaks to the people that matter, really. So Criminal is amazing. And I talked about it last week, but Karina Longworth's You Must Remember This podcast, which is about the history of cinema, but she also did You Must Remember Manson, which was about Charles Manson. So that's a really interesting bit of history. And I guess, finally, you did mention it there, but I really, really like it. And that's Aaron Mankey's Lore. Lore is fascinating because it sort of combos up real history with sort of unexplained things. So it's a bit like an audio real X-Files episode, which I really like as well.
Well, that's quite a few extras from us, and that's because there's such a huge amount to dig into when it comes to history. We do have a couple of recommendations actually from our listeners. The first one is from Maddie Cullen, and she recommends the Smithsonian podcast, which is called Side Door, because it's all the weird and wonderful bits of history, she says, be it events or objects or people who did something extraordinary or just plain odd. It's usually things I had no idea about and not the kind of thing you'd learn in school. The worst video game ever episode is what got me into it. And there's tons of images and supplementary info on the website, thanks to the museum links.
That sounds great. I've never even heard of that podcast. I'm going. That will be next. And David Boddington recommends A History of the World in 100 Objects, because the way the show explores a time and place in history, all through the lens of sometimes seemingly innocuous object, is great, says David. It really paints a picture. And Neil McGregor, who is the director of the British Museum, his quiet authority is like wrapping yourself in a warm blanket. A history blanket, says David Boddington. So that's lovely. So if you want to wrap yourself in a history blanket, that's A History of the World in 100 Objects.
And do send in any of recommendations you have for future episodes. Please do. We're looking for recommendations for true crime. We're looking for recommendations for natural history, for self-help, technology. There's a whole bunch of podcast episodes that we're currently working on.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all we have time for. Or we could have gone on for another 2 or 3 hours for sure. Or maybe we'll actually do what Lou suggested. We'll break this down and we'll do much more specific history episodes, like the history of music or the history of science or the history of food. You know, there's so many directions we can go in. But what have we got in store next time, Lou?
Well, I will say that we should definitely do food, and we should then definitely talk about the history of stock cubes in our history of food episode. But next time, in 2 weeks' time, which is very exciting, we are focusing on true crime. So do get in touch if you've got any specific true crime recommendations. We will be speaking to someone very exciting who works on a true crime podcast. So you can get in touch with us with those recommendations, which is at PodPodWorld on Twitter and the same on Instagram. If you have any podcast recommendations or comments about the show or just want to hear all about StockCube podcasts, do let us know, and we'll see you next time.
Podworld is produced and edited by Louise Blaine and myself, David Marr Roberts, otherwise known as DMR. Design and graphics by Dylan Channon. The researcher is Ella Marr Roberts, and the theme music was by Dan Phillipson. We really want to say a big thank you also to the team at Dialect for their never-ending support.